Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Rocking and rolling here on the day before Thanksgiving. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, because, and also while you're at my site, you can actually go back and find information out about visits that we had many years ago with our guest this half hour, who's an old friend of mine, and his name is Jeffrey Gittimer. Many of you know who he is. Many of you read his column in the American City Business Journals. You see him. Many of you have heard him speak. Many of you have bought his books because I've recommended that you buy his books, including the Sales Bible, including Customer Satisfaction is Worthless, and including maybe even the new one, Little Red Book of Selling. But he is all things selling, and he's our friend. Jeffrey Gittimer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to talk to you.
It's good to have you back.
Well, I'm always in the air someplace. I think pretty soon we're going to be able to reach each other by airline cellular phones.
There you go. I think you're right. But it's been too long. We've missed you, and I'm glad you're back.
Well, I apologize for the absence, but I can assure you that I'll try to be a regular contributor.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Cool.
Jeffrey, you're one of the top guys in the country, maybe in the world. Probably in the universe when it comes to selling, and you've been talking about this over and over again. No, I don't know anybody who's cranked out more content, more information about this. I mean, if anybody can't, people look at selling a lot of different ways, but you've certainly given just about everybody whatever they need to learn how to sell better. Why did you think you needed to have the Little Red Book of Selling after all these other books?
Well, selling evolves. And selling philosophy evolves over a period of time. And I think it's important to understand that as you continue to write about your philosophical approach to a process, it begins to evolve and sometimes makes a complete reversal. For example, I've learned, I have a registered trademark. It's people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. And I've stated that for years and years, and slowly over the last 5 years, it's come to my particular attention. Why should I continue to teach selling skills when people don't want to be sold?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I teach buying motives so that people can have a better insight into the person that they're dealing with and be able to create better rapport and better understanding among each other, and then the customer will come to buy. And so the Little Red Book of Selling is not a book on how to sell. The Little Red Book is a book about why people buy, a much more powerful motive. And it tells salespeople how to either get them into that buying understanding or the things that they need to do, like networking, in order to be able to get face-to-face with people and have a better understanding of them.
You said selling has evolved. Has buying evolved over the last 30 years?
Well, I think motive to buy certainly has. I think that, for example, people are more motivated now to buy on the Internet than they ever have been, and that trend is going to continue for the next 100 years.
Yep.
And the businessman or the businesswoman who is not available 24/7, 365 on the Internet is a fool, because they're going to lose to someone who is. I ask my audiences, how many people have purchased something on the Internet after 8 o'clock at night? And the entire audience raised their hand every single time. And so if you're selling something and you're not selling it on the Internet, you're going to lose those sales after 8, but before, 6 in the morning.
Well, I actually like the first way you said it the best. And you didn't say anybody who isn't totally dedicated to the Internet is a fool. You said anybody who isn't making themselves available.
Right.
And I think that's a really important point to make. Jeffrey, I think that helps the medicine go down for a lot of people, because You're not saying if you have a traditional business, you have to completely morph over to the online business and forget the other stuff. You just said make yourself available.
Right, and there's another element to this that's extremely important. You have to mirror your internet availability to your real business availability. For example, for the last 10 years, my business has operated on an answering service of a live human being. Now, I'm a small business person like anybody else. I've got 20 people that work for me, and we're a very successful, very profitable business partially because I answer my phone live all the time, on the second ring or less. And we have an answering service in Salem, Oregon. You know, my business is in Charlotte, North Carolina. I chose the answering service because they're friendly. And you call my business, and even though they may not be able to help you, even though they may direct you to the web, someone is there to answer the phone no matter where in the world you're calling me from. Someone may see my website in Prague, Czech Republic, and call me up on the telephone. Well, it's 6 hours, 7 hours difference there. They don't know what time it is. You know, they're not thinking about that. Heck, it's daytime over there. They think it's daytime over here. They call up. Well, it might be 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I've got a live person on the phone. Boom. And they'll take a message. They'll page us. They'll call us. They'll send emails to us. And so we know who has called and what the circumstance is when we get to work in the morning, or we can get paged and call them back right away.
One of the things that you're talking about here, Jeffrey, is you're talking about all the virtual ways of selling.
Yeah.
What about the non-virtual ways? How has that changed?
Okay, let me clarify this. What I'm doing is I'm creating a mood for my customer to entice them to want to buy more. In other words, if I make myself available and there's multiple ways to purchase from me, the customer is more likely to say, "I'll do it."
And you got to remember, Jeffrey, and this is what you're talking about, folks. Your customers want to be able to buy from you wherever they are, whenever they want to buy.
Right.
That's the key, isn't it?
Right. Just because you're closed doesn't mean they're not ready.
Right.
And business people are having a very difficult time transitioning to that.
Well, another thing, Jeffrey, is that you know, someone told me a long time ago. It may have been you. Some smart person told me a long time ago. One of the quickest ways to get wealthy is to make money while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you can certainly do that with a website.
Right now, but the question is, and as your audience members listen, they want to know how to make money when you sleep.
Exactly. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Jeffrey Gittimer, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one, Little Red Book of Selling, 12 and a Half Principles of Sales Greatness. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Man steps right up to the microphone and says it lasts just as the time bell rings. Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to be, he's a dog.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Jeffrey Gittimer, is our guest. He's the author of a number of books on selling. He's a selling powerhouse, ladies and gentlemen, in person, online, in print, you name it. And he's the guy you need to go to help you with your selling. And I will tell you this, though. If you want to have a visit with your grandmother to talk about selling, Jeffrey's not the guy. He's gonna tell it like it is. He doesn't take any prisoners or suffer fools gladly. So, but if you really want to learn how to sell, Jeffrey can help you. Jeffrey, what I'd like for you to do for those people who decided that they really do want to get this, and maybe they're just kind of starting out, they're trying to transition from the 20th century into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've got several websites, but where would you send them? Where would you send them first on your websites to plug right in?
Well, I would go to Gittimer.com, Gittomer.com, because there's so much free stuff there. You get my weekly column. There's sales tips and quotes, and there's things that you can get as a resource at no cost. You can also sign up for my weekly email newsletter called Sales Caffeine. which has been incredibly successful over the last 2.5 years.
All right.
We've grown from 20,000 readers to more than 100,000 readers.
Congratulations.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And one of the things that I want to talk about is why people don't employ that. You know, you've had your email magazine now for over a year.
Five years.
And it's, you know, you're able to touch your listener yet again.
Mm-hmm.
I touch my customers once a week with a value message. And that's my ability to stay in front of them without actually having to get face-to-face. It's the modern way
mm-hmm.
of staying in front of your customer. If you ask any sales force what their biggest problem is, they'll tell you, I don't have enough time to see all my customers. That's crazy.
What you're doing, though,
is hit the send button, and you're in front of every one of them.
But Jeffrey, are you saying that in the 21st century, marketing has kind of merged with selling?
Well, what I'm saying is that I can deliver a personalized message, whether it's a sales message or a marketing message, by putting a video clip inside my sales caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So every week you get a sales message from me. It's not buy my stuff. It's here's a tip on how you can sell more of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, as a result of giving that value, people will want to get it again, forward it to others, and then when I offer them something for sale, they'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the marketing message is a value message. The sales message is subliminal and becomes a buying motive.
Well,
I like this guy, therefore I want more.
Here's a quote that from your book that I want to read. Folks, this is what Jeffrey's talking about. If they like you and they believe you and they trust you and they have confidence in you, then they may buy from you.
Right.
What you're saying is people, as you said, people don't want to be sold. They don't want to be manipulated anymore, do they? They want to buy.
Right. They want to buy from somebody that they like and that they trust. And the salesperson gets it wrong every time. They think that trust is the most important part of the selling process, and it is not. Liking you is the most important part of the selling process. If I don't like you, I am never going to come to trust you.
Jeff, let's talk about a couple of these of your 12 and a half sales principles.
Sure.
In here, give me the most important one.
Well, it's a step-by-step evolution kind of thing. I explained to the salesperson that the first thing they have to do is create their own self-motivation. If they don't do that, they're going to lose. It's all about how you get ready for the sale and how you feel about yourself that puts you in that winning position. But I think if I was going to pick one piece that I had to tell a salesperson, it is to become known as an expert. If you are not known, then you sit in the lobby and you wait. But if you're a famous athlete or some kind of a celebrity and you go in to see some CEO, you're the next person invited in.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mantra here is, in sales it's not who you know, in sales it's who knows you. And the question is, how well do you become known? And the answer to that is, you have to position yourself in your marketplace. I don't live in St. Louis or Cincinnati or Miami or Houston or Dallas, but I'm in the Business Journal there every week. My column appears, my face appears, my information appears, and I become known. So that when I go to Dallas and I say, hey, I'm coming to town, if you want to come to my seminar, buy a ticket for $100, I'll get 500 people to show up. Because they read me, and they like me, and they want to know more.
All right, what's another one? We got 1 minute.
Well, I think that's probably as good a message as I possibly can, and that ties to a value proposition. What are you doing of value that your customers would consider something that they need, not something that you just want to say? If you look at your brochure, if the average person looks at their brochure, it pretty much tells about themselves. Well, I don't care about that in a brochure. I want to know how I benefit. I want to know how I profit. I want to know how I win. And I tell my audiences, go take a look at your literature and circle in red, or get a red Sharpie out and circle in red all the information that your customer would consider valuable. If they wouldn't consider it valuable, why would you even send it to them?
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole aha process, you know, begins to take fold. I have a CD manufacturer that I do business with. Their brochure is not about their CD. Their brochure is about how to make a recording.
Jeffrey, we're going to have to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called Jeffrey Gittimer's Little Red Book of Selling, available wherever books are sold. Right, Jeff?
Jim, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to
you. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Quick break. We'll be right back with Mr. Bill Brandt. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Get all the night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.